Welcome to Danger Zone. This is the third episode of our podcast.
We're still going. We're invincible.
I am Danny Maverick Smith.
Oh, God.
Who are you?
I'm Phil Goose Barber.
You are Phil Goose Barber, aren't you? How do you like them?
I'm your navigator. That's what I do. I'm persistently behind you.
But the one that does take his shirt off... he's the only one that leaves his shirt on during the volleyball scene.
Good for me.
Not that I've been YouTubing clips of the volleyball scene from...
Respect my body. Me and Goose. That's our role.
So this is the podcast for studentbirmingham.com. If you want to get in contact with us about anything, really, we crave your attention. It is livelearnbirmingham@gmail.com.
Yeah,
did that make sense? Was that clear?
That was crystal clear.
Did I enunciate? Shall I try it again?
Go on, have another go.
livelearnbirmingham@gmail.com.
That was very BBC.
Yeah, I know. I can do that if I want. And if you want to get in contact with us through Twitter...
Have a Twitter. Go on, have a Twitter.
It's @DangerZonePod.
Why not?
Why wouldn't you? So, yeah, this is where we just basically talk nonsense.
And that's what we're best at, really.
It's what we were gearing up our course for.
Yeah, exactly. We spent 3 years talking nonsense. Now we get to do it on the radio for other people.
So, Danger Zone Podcast.
Yeah. Hit me with something. Give me information. Give me raw facts.
I'm just enjoying being here in the custard factory.
I love it. It's much better than the apocalypse that we had in week one.
Yeah, week one was a bit hairy, but we're doing all right now, I think.
Yeah, and each week we come back, it's a little bit more done up, and it's, yeah.
And the guys from humanity before us.
Yeah.
I'm saying, he's a very attractive man.
This man crush you've got on, this bromance that's developing.
He will never know.
He's not. He might know.
No, he will never know. He can never know.
He can never know. Why can he never know? I might tell him.
Because I'm not sure he'd be into just me having a little man crush.
What would your girlfriend say about this man crush?
I think she's used to it by now.
I think she's well prepared.
That's as depressing as that sounds. I think she's actually used to that by now.
Used to your man crush. Who's your biggest celebrity man crush?
I do like Colin Farrell.
This sounds like a bit like Loose Women now. Who's your celebrity man crush?
Who's your celebrity man crush?
I don't know. George Clooney's a good looking man.
No, that's a bit vanilla, isn't it? I also like Mercutio from Romeo and Juliet. You know that black guy who's in Lost?
Yeah, you mentioned him.
He's lush. Who do you fancy? Get in contact with us. It's livelearnbham@gmail.com and also DangerZonePod.
Yeah, don't get
Twitter.
In contact with that unless it's some sort of irony. We're not loose women. We don't care who you fancy. I don't care.
It's good to be here in Rhubarb Radio. They kindly host us. If you are interested in Rhubarb Radio, go seek out rhubarbradio.com. There are many other really good radio shows. Fox is a good one on Tuesday, Wednesday night at 8.
Brumcast.
Brumcast actually provide our music for us because it costs a lot of money to play actual music. And every time we play that Danger Zone, Kenny Loggins gets like 30p or something.
He listens in just for that.
Yeah.
Yes!
In the current economic climate, 30 English pence is probably worth less than 5 American cents. So it's not a lot, but we're doing our bit.
Kenny's counting them.
Do you know, Kenny also did the song Footloose.
Did he?
How brilliant's that?
He was a prolific 80s dance floor master.
He was a movie soundtrack genius. He was Danny Elfman before he was Danny Elfman.
You could probably go out to Reflex then, and most of what you're hearing is going to be Kenny Loggins.
Or Kenny Loggins.
He's dominating the
inspired.
Reflex.
It's of his oeuvre.
I like him more. I like him more every week.
Bromcast, getting back to the subject that you so skillfully steered it towards. Bromcast supplies our music, and it is Little Chris that runs Bromcast, and he, I've said it before and I'll say it again because it fills in time and allows me to think of the next thing that I'm going to say. He is
multitasking,
Birmingham's John Pogue. And I don't say that lightly, I never do, but yeah, he is as awkward and as eclectic and...
If you like your podcasts with quality and professionalism, go and listen to Bromcast.
But if you do like it with... full of good music and a massive amount of good music, good local music. I mean, if anything, John Peel had it easy because he let everyone from the country contribute stuff to him. Little Chris has got higher standards than John Peel.
That's pretty good.
Imagine that.
Quality music, professionalism, and all-round quality, you can just leave them, you know, I'll take it or leave it, then keep listening to us. Because we take those are qualities that we can take or leave.
We've got all of those,
all of those and less
in our bag at home. We forgot it, so I'm sorry
again.
So one of the songs that we picked this week from last week's Bromcast was, well, I picked it. Phil's sitting there pretending he has an opinion.
Daniel,
I have an opinion on this.
I remember going through
it's a band called Rays.
Oh yeah,
there's no
good
I in
Rays.
This. There's no I in this.
What?
There's no I in this Rays.
Rays, so they're like rays of light.
It's R-A-S-E.
Rays.
And this band, this song...
Raz.
This song is called Nothing to Lose. And I think it's quite nice.
Well, let me hear it first and I'll give you an opinion.
Good. Was that smooth?
That was professionalism.
I was a little bit rushed. Hush your mouth.
I'm not going to hush my mouth.
Nothing happened.
No, I'm not being dragged down by your unprofessionalism.
No, nothing happened.
Some people at home are going to think, oh, that was
so that was Raise with nothing to lose.
Raise with nothing to lose.
Yeah, Raise.
I wasn't concentrating. Something distracted me.
Yeah, no, nothing happened. Raise is spelled R-A-S-E.
Raz.
And they can be contacted through Raise Music.
Raz Music.
Raze-music.com.
Raz.
I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Raz because I was listening to the broadcast.
Well, it's spelt Raz, so they might want to address that.
What did you think of the song?
I don't know, I wasn't concentrating.
Yes, you was.
I'm going to give it a sort of middle-ish sort of... I'm not sure it was quite for me, but, I can't love everything. Don't force me into a box.
So you didn't like that?
I thought it was all right.
It was a very professional sound from...
It was a professional sound, but, I've got a professional sound. People all over have got professional sounds. It sounded a little bit... I was going to mention busted. I won't think, they're much better than them, clearly.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. They're very poppy.
It's so 2006.
2006, if anything. But if you like them, and you could do.
You might do.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I laugh at you.
They're going to be playing at the gig on Easter Saturday, which is Brumcast versus Midsweep. It's in aid of the charity that is Rhubarb Radio, the most dangerous radio station in the Midlands.
Dangerous. It's got sharp edges.
No, it is dangerous. It's dangerous because it's a bottom-up initiative. It's not people sitting around a table going, I want to make money. A radio station, that's what's going to make money. It's not a top-down initiative, it's a bottom-up initiative built by the people that make it.
Appreciate that.
Which is really dangerous, because they don't control it, the people in power don't control it.
So we could say anything. We could peddle our own views.
Yes.
Peddle me a view, go on.
I believe that children are our future.
You believe the children are our future?
Yes.
I don't believe the children are our future. I'm my own future.
I mean, they're going to have to grow gills and learn how to make fire underwater if they're going to survive the next 20-odd years. Global apocalypse and that. But
to survive in nuclear conditions.
They are the future nonetheless. Anyway, this gig at Brumcast versus Midsweep, in aid of Rhubarb Radio.
What's it cost?
It's going to pay on the door.
Yeah.
It's a nominal amount. We're not going to talk about that.
Shorthand for I have no idea.
Because I don't know, but the bands that are playing are Henry's Children.
Yeah.
Miss Halliwell that we played last week.
Oh,
Raise that we just played. Josef Gillespie.
Josef.
I'm not sure if it's Josef, I'm just pronouncing the J in the Spanish style.
Right.
Benjamin Blower.
Benjamin.
Have you heard of him?
No.
No. And the people from the Sunday Music Box.
People from the Sunday Music...
Well, the Sunday City Music Box, I've read it wrong. Sue me. What are you going to do? Sue me.
Yeah.
No,
me and Kenny Loggins are coming after you.
It's going to be a good gig. I understand that most of you are the Stoudants and you're not going to be around...
There might be a lot of Birmingham. I was a Birmingham-based Birmingham student.
Well, we both were.
Don't alienate those Birmingham-based Birmingham students.
Some
of us are stuck here.
Yeah, it might be something to do that's a little bit better than visiting your family this weekend.
Think of a number of things.
Dear God. Dear God, you're going to have to sit there on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, you've got to sit there and you've got to...
So you might as well do it with a hangover.
Yeah, why not?
Why wouldn't you?
It makes the day go quicker.
Okay, so, new item.
I love a new item.
It's not a new item, but...
Is it not?
It's newer than the last one.
You know how I started peddling that we were prolific with items? We've slowed down.
Well, we've got to resolve the last week's item. We did the Mum Mag headlines.
I do need resolution. I need closure on this.
So
it's kept me awake.
Basically, it's when I get the headlines from the mum's magazines you get
I'm
in supermarkets.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Take a break.
That's life. Take a break.
Take a break.
You never got all the sorts.
You've been so busy today in between this morning and Loose Women. Take a break.
Yeah.
That was politically incorrect.
Yeah, that wasn't too cool. We'll brush over that. Hopefully nobody... That'll get edited out, yeah?
Yeah.
That'll edit it out.
Yeah.
We do go out live, by the way, guys, but you're listening to the podcast, so...
Yeah,
so you probably not even listen to this, but it's got cut.
You get access to
this metatextuality is probably too confusing for the podcast listeners, so we probably just cut it out.
Been gone to edit. We could say anything and ensure that it just gets lost in the edit.
But we're not going to.
Are you weeing in a bottle again?
No. That didn't happen. Oh, look, your mic's gone down. How's that going to... So last week the headlines
were they?
The husband I keep in the garden.
Right.
My husband slept with a 15-year-old because he was stressed.
Yeah, which we settled on was a legitimate reason.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's by the by.
I woke to find a serial killer murdering my mate.
As you do.
Dwarf hubby left me short.
Beautiful pun.
And the day I slept 1 year.
So yeah, what's frightening about that is that only one of those is made up by you.
Only one of them is made up by me.
Four of those have to be true.
Four of those are.
I've been thinking this through.
Okay.
I believe the one that you made up was the dwarf husband left me short.
Oh! That is wrong.
Oh.
The pain. One that... go on, have another guess.
Oh,
you won't get this again.
Yeah, I'll get a double guess.
You get a double guess.
It's got to be the husband then that slept with the 15-year-old because he was stressed.
You are so wrong.
Oh, my word.
It is the day I slept 1 year.
The day I slept 1 year. I wanted that to be.
I made that up.
You made that up?
Yeah, because that doesn't really make sense, does it?
But the thing is, the people who wrote those other stories might have made them up as well.
Yeah.
Trying to spot which is made up.
Okay, you're gonna have to change it in your head a little bit. You're gonna have to try and spot the one.
Which one did you write?
Did I make up? Which
and not a substandard journalist that got rejected from the Guardian and the Times.
And that's so a very bold.
Take a break. I am out there today with bold stuff.
You're just making enemies at
if
all.
You write for Take a Break. I apologise. I don't apologise. They're appalling magazines. Rubbish.
Okay, shall we have this week's Mum Mag headlines?
Go on, I'll be better this week then.
Okay.
Go on, hit me. Bit of silence.
Ready? Splashing nearly killed us. I was dead for 15 minutes. Why, I have never seen a tree. My dad's the Essex Fritzel. My baby could eat itself to death.
I love all of them. I love items bleeding into each other.
You like the way the items bleed into each other as well?
I love this mess of technology it's went for. I like all of those. I love the idea of an Essex Fritzel.
Okay.
Because I don't know what is it that makes him...
If you suspect which one is the lie... Well, no, which one I'm...
What's an Essex Fritzel other than he lives in... Like, he wears chinos or something. That's an Essex Fritzel.
He is the Essex version of Fritzel.
He wears diamond earrings.
He kept one of his daughters in a loft or something.
Right.
Okay, so, if you want to get in contact, if you can spot the one which I made up, we'll talk about it in a second.
All right.
It is livelearnbham@gmail.com. Mm, and if you want to get... If you want to get on the Twitter, it is @DangerZonePod.
Mm.
So... Do you want me to go for him again?
Go on then. Let me have some... I need some time to think.
Okay. Splashing nearly killed us.
What's splashing?
Splashing is the sexual practice where you mush food into each other. That's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Splashing. Look it up on the internet, kids. I was dead for 15 minutes.
I was dead for 15 minutes. It reminds me of... You know those films with Jason Statham in? What they're called... He's done a series.
Terrible film.
They're called...
Oh, no, the good ones. Crank.
Crank.
Crank is amazing.
Right. The tagline for Crank 2, I think, or was it... Oh, I can't remember. But anyway, one of his awful films...
It was not
was,
awful.
He was dead, but he got better.
That's Crank 2. A genius of filmmaking. I love that film.
He was dead, but he got better.
Okay. Why I have never seen a tree...
I can't believe that no one would have seen a tree.
My dad, the Essex Fritzel.
I think you've written that. My bet.
You think I've written that, don't you?
Because I think the Essex Fritzel is the kind of thing that goes through your mind. I think you lie there and think, the Essex Fritzel.
What about this one? My baby could eat itself to death. He's not likely the spawn of my brain.
That's also... They're all likely to be the spawn of your brain. Yeah, my baby could eat itself to death. I can't imagine how a... Couldn't you just stop it? Can't you put a cone on it like a dog? That problem solved.
So if you have an idea, it is... Live, learn, be ham. It's livelearnbeham@gmail.com and it's also on the Twitter, DangerZonePod @DangerZonePod.
Yeah.
Should we change up the student of the week, which is the next item?
What do you mean, change it up?
Well, shall I read it out?
You can. Well, I like doing my student of the week.
Okay.
Yeah, you can read it if you want.
Do you want to come round here?
Like, I know it.
You come round here.
I've got a memory.
You know it.
I have a memory. One of the things my brain can do is remember things that aren't in front of me.
Are you taking the mickey out of my memory hand right now?
Yeah, memory hand, scrawlings of an idiot all over your hand.
I have a hand where I write things on to keep...
I find memory useful for lots of things. Having a girlfriend, like how I'm not with my girlfriend now, but I'm still aware that I've got a girlfriend.
I remember that I have a girlfriend. Remember my girlfriend maybe listening to this and reading to your words things that aren't true, you weird.
Your man crush that you have on this guy, there could be something going on.
Oh, the womanity people. I think she'd understand that. He's hot. Actually, can you see this?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, right. So, okay, if you read it out, I will.
All right.
I will sort out.
Okay, right. So our student of the week this week is Claire, and Claire is a student, obviously from Birmingham, as always. And Claire emailed in with a particularly good student of the week. She might be my favourite so far of the students.
Of the three.
Claire is a psychology student that for the first term. Of her psychology course, attended biology lectures without realising. So for around 2 months, just sat in with biology students, wondering whether this was relevant to her psychology degree. Seamless.
That has never worked.
Hasn't worked once in three goes. Yeah, so Claire is part of our... So I think with all the problems that we're amassing now, living our troubled lives.
Yeah.
We could go and see Claire in the future as our psychologist.
I'm wondering if Claire will ever find a use for the first two months of biology.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll be a better psychologist.
So maybe we'll be lying on the couch one day and she'll give us purely biological advice.
God bless you, Claire.
Well done.
Well done.
Aww.
I like her, if anything.
Yeah. I wonder if she realises and sort of like him. They're all right.
Biology's all right.
I'm fine with it. Haven't missed anything. It's good.
I've got to admit, during my A-levels, I was supposed to do general studies.
Yeah.
Never turned up for one lesson.
Good work.
In the 2 years, never turned up for one lesson.
Nice.
Right, so at the point where they came to find me and went, "Are you doing general studies?"
And you went, "Yeah."
I went, "No." And they went, "It's a requirement for the A-levels." I was like, "Ah, but I haven't been to any." And this was in like my second year of A-levels. And they went, "Oh, I suppose you can't then."
Yeah, I suppose that rules you out.
That's not to mention that, like, general studies is basically just reading the paper each week.
Yeah, well, for you, that was just apathy, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, that was a mistake. That was just...
And various substance abuse.
I'm not going to go... To,
but for Claire, maybe it was a theology thing, you know. You're in a new city and you've got new people around and a new place to live and both of them say ology.
Maybe she's just going to just forever go to anything with ology.
Well, why not?
Physiology.
Ology, physiology, it's all the same.
Yeah.
You know, I'm no expert, but I assume there is little or no difference between biology, psychology.
Anyway, God bless you, Claire. Well, if you want to wind down, I've discovered this. I was going to tell you about it earlier, but I'm going to tell you on air. There's a night called I Love Tom's Mum at Walkabout.
Right.
Okay.
I like the title.
The idea is that anyone called Tom gets in free.
Oh, my word.
And if you bring your mum, you get a free drink.
Can you not be called Tom and bring your mum? Do you
I'm
get free
not drink? Sure of the... I'm not sure if it has to be specifically Tom's mum or whether you can just bring... I'm not sure anyone's going to take them up on that, to be honest. Like, because even if the drinks were full price, and I'm doubting that they are and assume that it would be worth £4 or £5 just for my mum to stay at home.
Yeah, I'd pay. Yeah. Yeah, well, no, I couldn't take my mum to walk about because she'd be in there already. Propping up that bar.
With me.
Shouting at strangers.
So, yeah, I'm not sure that's a good night. I think we should probably just go and check it out.
Should we?
Well, it's got a good name.
It's got a great name. Yeah, well, all right, we'll give it a little scout. I might pass it.
And what else do we do?
Yeah.
Just swan around going to art things. Did you go to much flat pack this weekend?
I did. I went to Gongoozler at Grand Union.
What?
It was an art
was
show.
Was it called Gongoozler?
It was called Gongoozler. Yeah. It was called Gongoozler. I went to an art show, and it was sort of the opening of their studios. They've got a load of studios there, so it's a bunch of artists, and they're looking at getting some more studios, so they might be accepting proposals for people who want to work.
Okay, we'll put the details on, well, it'll be in the blog post where you download this.
But it's one of those good, Birmingham's at a stage at the moment, it's creative scene.
Yeah,
it's a little bit access all areas. You could get in there.
I was talking about this on the week on the website. I was saying like this is the time to get in.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
If you're a student at Birmingham at the moment, this is the ground floor really.
Yeah, you could very quickly become part of what's going on.
And basically, from what we saw of the art world doing our degrees, it is just literally diving in and
diving in and meeting
the people and getting
it's,
about.
It's a nice, small, friendly scene. Very quickly, you will know a lot of people involved, and there's some good stuff going on. So, yeah, you know, if there's particularly creative students out there, if you write or make things or design things.
Yeah, this Eastside thing. Weareeastside.org is
we are in the heart of Eastside right now.
Yeah, because the factory was probably the first thing that happened in Eastside redevelopment, so we're leading the way.
We're broadcasting from the heart.
From the beating, pulsating heart.
The beast.
I went to see Bad Lieutenant.
Did you? Was it good?
Yes, it was really good. It was really late, though. It started at 11 at the Electric.
How long was it?
The Electric's a nice venue, but 11 o'clock's a late. Mm. And it was also the night where the clocks went forward, so technically we got out at, like, 3:30.
But she's I'm not
sure what it was human time.
How was Nicolas Cage? Give me a review of the film.
It was the role he was born to play. You know that crazy degenerative wild-eyed look that he, you know, where he's,
yeah,
you know,
where he looks a little bit
he's a normal person trying not to look mad.
Yeah,
he's that guy all the way through it. And there are some absolutely classic, like, if people saw them, they'd go down in movie quote history. You know that
it's well written.
It's well set up. It's not necessarily like there's a line that says, "This is my lucky crack pipe."
Right.
You've got to take a hit off my lucky crack pipe.
All right.
And the guy who goes, "Exhibit," is in it. Exhibit goes, "Why do I have to take a hit off your crack pipe?" And he goes, "Because it's a lucky crack pipe."
Legitimate reason.
It is an amazing film, if not a little bit shoddily made. Like, the boom was in shot so much, it might as well have got money.
You're joking.
No, the boom was in...
A Hollywood film where the boom is in shot.
I'm thinking, I've been talking about it, it's got to be intentional.
It must be.
It must be intentional, it must be, like, a little window in, like, how much is breaking down or something.
Mm.
It'd be interesting to watch again and look out for the boom and see that... Or maybe, I don't know, I don't know, it wasn't so distracting that it ruined the film, but it was like a really weird thing to happen in a Hollywood movie.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I heard about films, I read this weekend, there was an Uma Thurman film that came out about a month ago called Motherhood.
Yeah.
I haven't heard about it, you know, I don't know about it. It took, on its opening weekend, £88.
Yes. Yeah, £88 actual pounds.
£88 was its grand, you know, we're normally talking thousands, not millions.
You're talking millions. Avatar took a couple of billion in a
week
or two.
Yeah. And considering, you know, a cinema ticket now is, what, like £7?
They probably didn't even sell out one screen in total.
It's sort of, you know... That's 10, 11 people, 12 people.
Oh, I have to see that film.
I just can't believe... You know, it didn't sound appealing for a start. There's an Uma Thurman in a film called Motherhood.
Yeah, no, that's not going to be...
It'll teach them a lesson not to peddle such rubbish from Hollywood so consistently.
That's not going to teach them a lesson.
Just teach them a marketing lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
Release it on Mother's Day, idiots. That would have sorted it.
We've got another song from Little Chris that he played this week, but they're a popular band. You've heard of them.
Have I?
The Destroyers?
Oh, yes, I've heard of it. Wasn't the drummer for the Destroyers on our degree, but maybe a couple of years below us?
I think maybe. I mean, there are like 15 members of that band, so there's a fair chance we know one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a fair chance that anyone on the planet knows one of them using
maybe
the Seven Degrees.
To them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're a good band. They're amazing live.
Yeah. Why they've been around a long time now, and for as long as they've been around, they've been getting awesome reviews. Why have they not smashed into the mainstream?
Well, it's not mainstream music, but we'll give it a listen. We'll talk about them afterwards.
All right.
Rockefeller Plaza from the Wall Street Christmas meal, where the algorithm forecasts have nothing to reveal. De La Village despondency's Prometheus looked down. I stole the golden flame, made us stole the crown.
Where has the money gone?
Where has the money gone?
Where did it go?
In his headquarters on the 22nd floor, he dismisses the cleaners early and he bolts the office door. A waste bin for his blood, pills to ease the pain, a parcel knife to take his life and dispatch the shame. Take away the shame, he cried, for I am all at sea, and I haven't got a compass for this catastrophe. A hurricane of accusations raging on and on. They're all asking the same question.
Where has the money gone?
For this catastrophe, a hurricane of accusations raging on and on. They're all asking the same question: where has all the money gone? Dawn comes back upon his beat through the cold streets of Manhattan, stirring homeless hobos sleep like a copper with his baton. But thieves don't sleep in doorways nor beg out in the street. They breakfast like Prometheus and made us spend our sweet. Says the New York Post.
Where has the money gone?
Blood on his hands. He's raising a toast.
Where has the money gone? Where did it go?
Hey!
Where has the money gone? Where did it go?
Where has the money gone?
Where has the money gone? Where did the money go?
So that was The Destroyers.
That ended more abruptly than you would have imagined.
Really? Did you get that impression?
Oh, it's all collapsing around.
God,
us.
The speaker just died, like, in a really pathetic way. Just gradually just wilted
to the
floor.
It's like finally gave up on how bad.
Like a giraffe with AIDS, kind of.
The whole studio just. Oh
really? Is that
you
what's
really
going on
it
there?
Up again.
So that was The Destroyers.
It was. I like them.
I do like them. And I urge you. This is me urging. Urging you.
Oh dear.
That's a horrible thing to put in your brain, isn't it?
That was horrible.
I'm urging you to go see them live. They're playing, well, pretty much all the festivals.
Yeah, they do.
They're
constantly.
Including the Mosley Folk Festival. It's just been announced. That's in September.
Who else is headlining that? Do you know?
It's too far in the future for me to think about. There will be a post on studentbirmingham.com in the week about it.
We'll address it when it comes around.
And we will put a link to destroyers.co.uk. So you can find out from their website when they're touring. But yeah, I like them, and Little Chris was quite right to play them. God bless that man.
quite right.
If you are a local band.
Yes, if you make music that is good or otherwise.
And you want us to play it, we don't just play the, you know, anything we got. Anything you got, send it to us.
Yeah.
It's livelearnbham@gmail.com. And we will not only play it, but we'll also pass it on to Little Chris, so he can go out on his show as well.
And we'll review it in our own...
inimitable style. we'll probably say nice things about it, because we want to encourage other people to.
Yeah, and we'll think bad things.
Yeah, we'll think horrible, terrible things about it.
And if you left your address on it, we'll post horrible things to your letterbox about it.
We'll go around to your house and steal your washing. Yeah. I'll line you.
And we'll tell all your friends that you're rubbish. we'll add you on Facebook just to remove you.
Okay, should we do Tweet of the Week?
Tweet of the Week.
Okay, I'm going to do Tweet of the Week.
Go on, tweet me.
Okay. Do you want to explain what Tweet of the Week is?
The Week in a Tweet, or Tweet of the Week.
Yeah, our
brains still haven't come to terms with which one it is. But yeah, we compress. A tweet is the maximum amount of characters that you're allowed to write on Twitter, which is 140. So we compress the entire week's news into a tweet, because to be honest, that's probably about all that's worth listening to of the news. So this is the entire week in a tweet.
Okay. I've got some football, some rugby, Obama health plan, as well as turns 50, Pope still talking, budget.
Wonderfully summed up.
That's the week.
Nothing more to say.
Can you sum a week up in a tweet?
Yeah, couldn't you do better than us? Probably.
Probably.
Most likely, yeah. Definitely.
So send it in. You can go to livelearnbham@gmail.com.
Even sum up your own week in a tweet.
Yeah, your own week in a tweet.
What was your week like? That'd be boring from you, student type.
Hungover.
Was
lecture,
sick.
Hungover.
Had drink. Missed lecture.
Done.
Went to biology, not psychology.
Oh, don't diss Claire. Bless her. She sent something in and we love her for it.
Yeah.
We'll love you too if you send us something in. Anything you want, send us in. We want Student of the Week.
Yeah, we want anything. Your music, your views.
Student
your
of the news. Week, a tweet, week in the tweet. I don't know why everything rhymes.
I don't know why.
Dire Watch. Keep an eye out for Dire if you see Dire in anything.
Dire Watch has gone real quiet.
We love Dire and we want to keep an eye on him.
I saw at the moment in Tesco's, his films is in the bargain films of the week.
No.
It's called Borstal Boy.
I probably have to see that. I love a bit of Dire.
Yeah, it's called Borstal Boy. It's maybe only a fiver. And I bet there's a drinking game you can play with it.
He's one that'll kill you. Anytime he says anything cockney, do a shot.
10 minutes in, call an ambulance. Yeah.
So I'm going to play you a song.
Go on, play me a song.
This song is from a localish band. Did you say Shropshire? Is that?
I think it's within our remit. Surely there's many, many students that come from Shropshire to student here.
They're from Shropshire, I think, or Staffordshire, or.
Right.
Somewhere with an S
that,
in
that
and a shire in.
That belittles those places in no way.
I have no idea about shires.
Shires.
I get confused a lot.
Just think Hobbit.
Yeah. but anyway, they're from somewhere kind of nearby.
Green. They're likely to have seen a tree.
But you are likely to have heard of them, because they do things on the internet where they sum up 80s movies in a rap.
I like this.
So they like sum up the film RoboCop in 10 minutes.
Wow.
With like some amazing verbal dexterity. I happened to see them live a couple of years ago and they just blew me away. They were amazing. They're a little bit like the Beastie Boys, a little bit poppy, got a lot of different elements to them.
I like all of these elements so far.
I can't recommend them enough. This is The Anomalies.
Right.
Oh, I've been practicing saying that because I always say it wrong. And this is Employee of the Month.
I am the employee of the month. I've got a badge up on my front. So strike me down, down, down. So strike me down, strike me down. I am the employee of the month. I've got a badge up on my front. So strike me down, down, down. So strike me down, strike me down. Fucked up style, ain't afraid to use it. I'm abusing music, mummy won't approve it. Love them sticky carpets and make your shoes stick. So move that ass like you used to move it. Smell the flies, don't spark up the tulips. Think I have strike me down.
Strike me like a human being, barely half a person. So wave them in the air until your arms are hurting. And you can't be certain which bar I'm lurking. I'm employee of the month, cause I'm the hardest working.
Standing in the corner making eyes on me. Yeah, have you got a match yet? Or maybe three? It goes, strike me down, yeah, you strike me down. Yeah, you strike me down, 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 down. Come join me in the gutter, yeah, there's room for two. We've only got the best and I've forgot a room with a view. It goes, strike me down, yeah, you strike me down. Yeah, you strike me down, 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 down.
So that is the
Anomalies.
Their album Free Soup Social is available, and it's very good. Or is it called Bamboo Bit? No, it's called Free Soup Social.
Don't ask me.
And
you introduce them to me just then.
Just give them a Google.
All right.
And they are very good. Are we going to say goodbye? Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, it was nice.
You.
If you want to get in contact with us, it is livelearnbham@gmail.com. And on the Twitter, it's DangerZonePod. And we're going to say goodbye and have a very good week.
Yeah, do get in contact. Our egos require it.